Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station. The time now, 7 o'clock on a Friday night, time for the Friday Night Blues show on a fairly warm evening in Marston at the moment, certainly going through a nice spell of settled weather. Tonight on the show, we're going to start off with a few songs from John Mayall. John Mayall, had he still been alive, would have had his birthday today. He was born on the 29th of November in 1933 and passed away on the 22nd of July this year. So today would have been the day he turned 91. So I'm going to play a song from what I think are his landmark albums he put out in the 1960s, and then follow up with a live recording from a concert to celebrate his 70th birthday. But first, we'll go back to 1966 and a track from the album John Mayall's Blues Breakers featuring Eric Clapton.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. Ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that kind in limp for sex. Well, I'm putting that kind in limp for sex. In limp for sack, a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. But I'm sitting over here on Parker Pond. Ain't never done no man no harm.
That album came out at the end of 1966, I think from memory, November 1966, and the next album was the album called A Hard Road, and at that stage Eric Clapton had left and was replaced by Peter Green, and here's Dust My Blues.
I'm
Later on, in 1967, he released an album called John Mayall's Blues Breakers Crusade, and on that one, the guitarist had changed, and Peter Green had left and was replaced by Mick Taylor. This is the opening track to that album, an Albert King song called Oh, A Pretty Woman. John Mayall was referred to as the godfather of British blues, and after the 1960s he moved to California, where he stayed until he passed away, and he was an active musician right up to his death. One of his great legacies will be the number of gifted people who from time to time were in his band, and I've mentioned three of them already: Eric Clapton and Peter Green, who formed Fleetwood Mac, Mick Taylor, who became the guitarist to replace Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones. And this turnover of gifted musicians happened all through his career. In the 60s, of course, he had Mick Fleetwood and John McVie in his band, as well as Jack Bruce. And over the years, many gifted blues people played with John Mayall, including Coco Montoya and Walter Trout, who have successful solo careers in the States, as well as a lady called Carolyn Wonderland, who is also a successful soloist as well. So that is really his legacy. And due to his influence, he was appointed an OBE in the Queen's Honours in 2005, and was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Musical Influence category in 2024, and as I said, is often referred to as the godfather of the British blues. And I thought we'd finish this brief tribute with a track from a concert that was held in 2003 to celebrate his 70th birthday, a concert in Liverpool where he was joined by several of his previous band members, including Mick Taylor and Eric Clapton, along with Chris Barber, who was also one of the founders of British Blues. So it's only fitting we go out with John Mayall and some of his old bandmates with I'm Tore Down.
Jump in, my baby showed up and said, I will tell you when I'm tore down. I'm almost level with the ground. But I feel like this when my baby can't be found. I love you, babe, with all my heart and soul. Love like mine will never grow old. Love you in morning and evening. Every time you need me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. Lord, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Thank you.
There we go, John Mayall from his 70th birthday bash in Liverpool. Apart from his music, he was an incredibly gifted musician. He played keyboard, could play piano and organ. He could sing, play the guitar, play the harmonica, and write great songs. So he was certainly one of the greats over many decades. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock here on Arrow FM, and you're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show. And next up, we'll just have a look through what I've brought down. And what I've got lined up is a little bit more recent. This album was actually released just a few months ago in the States. It's an album put out by the guitarist and vocalist Chris Kane. The album's called Good Intentions Gone Bad. I managed to pick this up yesterday while I was in Palmerston North, so I haven't really had time to listen to it. So I've just picked a track at random, and this track's called Had About All I Can Take.
You, I saw all the trouble you can make. You got me bent so far backwards, I feel like I'm just about to break. The last year has been exhausting, I've had about all I can take. I've had to tiptoe around your mood while days of my life were racing by. The way you're acting here lately, I'm telling you it ain't gonna fly. Can't stand the way you treat me, I'm just too sick and tired to even try. I dream of moving out before you wake. Every day that we're together, I realize the size of my mistake. Can't stand the way you treat me, I've had about all I can take. I Russians, a toy you like to play with just for fun. I'm setting my alarm to wake me up before the rising sun. I'm gonna leave here this morning. I've had about enough, I got to run. And I'm taking mother with me. Come here, guitar.
Chris Kane there, song from his latest album, and I think we might just put that on to the next track and just find out what that track's all about. The track's called Blues for My Dad.
Showed to me a little brown guitar that he bought back in 53. I was maybe 8 or 9 and curious as a child could be. He took it out of the case, and this is what he said to me. You can play it when you're feeling happy. You can play it when you're feeling sad. Always remember to play a little blues for your dad. That little brown guitar and I soon became the best of friends. And together we traveled a road full of many twists and bends. He's been gone for so many years now, I think about him every day. And now I got a band of my own, 'cause Papa set me on my way. Some days we play for thousands of people. Some nights we play for the tables and chairs. But we always remember to play a little blues for my dad. I'll stand before the pearly gates. So when St. Peter comes out to judge me, this is what I hope he'll say. Can you live the life of sin? I really shouldn't let you in. but I guess you can't be all that bad. You always remember to play a little blues for your dad. I'll always remember to play a little blues for my dad.
Those two songs sound pretty good, so I have to have a good listen to that album sometime over the weekend. So we'll go from brand new back to a bit older than that. This is from an album put out by Ray Charles called The Genius Sings the Blues. It was put out in 1961 on the Atlantic label, and that would be probably one of the last albums that Ray Charles would have put out on Atlantic before he went to ABC. So the track's called Hard Times.
My mother told me before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times. Hard times, oh yeah, yeah. Who knows better than I? Well, I soon found out just what she meant when I had to pawn my clothes just to pay my rent. Talking about hard times. Hard times. Oh yeah, yeah. Who knows? Oh well, I'm better than I.
Next up, we got a track from a concert that was held in Chicago back in 2005, and it was put on by a makeup blues band called Chicago Blues Reunion, and the album's called Buried Alive in the Blues. The members of this band all got together as a reunion, and were all, apart from one or two, the white people who played in the clubs in Chicago in the 1960s project, headed up by Nick Gravanitis, and some of the others from that era included Barry Goldberg on keyboards, Harvey Mandel on guitar, and also Tracy Nelson. And here's their version of I'm a King Bee.
I'm a king bee, buzzing round your hive. Well, we'll go make more honey, hustling deep inside. I'm a king bee, won't you be a queen? Yes, I'm a king bee, won't you be my queen? Gonna make more honey, babe, and the whole world's ever seen.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station. You're listening to the Friday Night Blues Show, and the time is 24 minutes to 8 o'clock. Next up, we've got a bit of jump blues from originally the 1950s. Was originally put out by Big Joe Turner, and this is a more up-to-date version by A Room Full of Blues, a song called Lipstick, Powder and Paint.
Powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint, lipstick. Powder and paint. Here's your ears. had such fun since she been gone. Lipstick, out of the pink lipstick. Out of the pink lipstick. Out of the pink. Here's you is, or here's you ain't. Hound dog, scratching please. Thinking that she's in love with me. Licks my hand everywhere I go. I wish my baby loved me so. Lipstick. That I brush you off. Lipstick, out of the paint. Lipstick, out of the paint. Lipstick, out of the paint. Here's you is, or here's you ain't. What kind of love is that to me? Well, the world starts to tremble and the building shake. Love me once again. Let the roof and the walls come tumbling in. Lipstick.
Muddy Waters wrote a song called The Blues Had a Baby, and they called it Rock and Roll. So that means we can play rock and roll songs on a blues show. And next up, we've got a track from that Chicago concert by Chicago Blues Reunion. On this track, the lead singer is the legendary drummer San Lay, and it's Hound Dog and A Roll Over Beethoven. And just a bit of a spoiler, I'll be playing another version of A Roll Over Beethoven later in the 60s show.
Now it gives me great pleasure beyond belief to bring to you a legend of blues. He came to Chicago with Little Walter and played with Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters for years. Just one of the all-time great drummers, the legendary Sam Lay. He's going to come out here and sing.
Just an old hound dog, just crying all the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of man. You know you told me you was high class, but that was just a lie. You know you told me you was high class, but that was just a lie. Never caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. You just an old hound dog, just crying all the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine. You know you told me you was high class, but I found out you were just low class. You know you told me you was high class, but I found out you ain't got no kind of class. You ain't never caught a rabbit, you ain't no friend of mine. Go cat, go, 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 go. We'll be right back.
soul keep a singing them blues. Roll over Beethoven till she can't get it news. Does she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top? She got a crazy little partner in your audition, really rock. Long as she got a dad, won't never stop. Now if you feel it, like it, you can go get your lover and you reel and you rock it and roll it over and you move on up. Just try for lover, reel and you rock it, one another, roll over, Beethoven, dig the rhythm and blues. Go! Oh, get it, Barry Goldberg!
Sam Lay there with a little bit of a rock and roll. Sam Lay, a legendary blues drummer, was in Howling Wolf's band for many years over the 1960s. And in the late 1960s, he joined up with the Paul Butterfield band and played on a few of their early albums. 14 minutes to 8 o'clock. Next up, we've got Joe Bonamassa, and this is from an album live from the Royal Albert Hall, recorded in 2010. And this was over a period when he seemed to be putting out live albums for every concert that he performed at. He put a whole heap of live albums out in probably a five to eight year period. So this is one of the early ones. It's, as I said, from the Royal Albert Hall, and it's a High Water Everywhere, a song that was written and performed by the great Charlie Patton way back in the 1920s.
faces around. Well, the 50 men and children come to sink and drown.
Right, we've got time for one more, and I think we'll go out with another live recording. This is from the James Cotton Band that was recorded live at the Shabu Inn in Willimantic in Connecticut, and it's their version of Blow Wind Blow. The James Cotton Band there with the Blow Wind Blow, bringing to a close another edition of the Friday Night Blues Show, which was the first broadcast all over the wonderful Wire App on Arrow FM 92.7. I'll just put on some Kiwi music to take us up to 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock I'll be back with the 60s Nostalgia Show, and we've got a ripper of a show lined up tonight.